Its authorities in Mukono led by the area resident district commissioner Fatima Disaba have decried the lengthy government procurement process procurement process which they blame for stalling vital service projects in education and health. Hajat Disaba was speaking at a ceremony at Kayunga Islamic Primary School, where the school received a 112 million cash donation from the National Social Security Fund. The fund received will go to renovating the school premises and fostering digital literacy.
Being a governmental entity, it is all going through the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracies are taking a lot of money from me. Because when you look at the procurement process, when you look at the money that is spent, when you look at the quality of the materials that the government is taking, and when you look at what we are supposed to be doing on ground, you find a cost of a brick which is clay costs 300 on our local market, and we always see the constructions done which are very effective. But when you go to the government constructions, you say a brick that is supposed to cost 500, and that tip out plan is also going to over 300 and some amount of money, and it is consuming a lot of the money. And in the end, you are going to see that we already made 50 million, yet we get a building costing 100 or 112 million, which is worth it, the money that is given.